KA3JCA, W4D. Nothing heard. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KN4HTP with an announcement.
KN4HTP, hello Wendy, go ahead with your announcement.
I'd like to mention that on the night before Christmas Eve, I am going to read the poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, after the net is called and at the beginning of the Ratchu portion. So if anyone has an interest in tuning in to that or has kids or grandkids visiting, it would be fun. It might be fun for them to tune in. So I just wanted to let you know I'm able to continue that tradition again this year.
And Wendy, we very much appreciate you doing that for the net. That's thoughtful of you and time-consuming, and you're willing to dedicate your time to doing that. So that's we want you to know that that's very much appreciated. Does anyone need any fills on Wendy's announcement? Okay, Wendy, looking forward to that. If I'm going to be here, I may or may not be here. I may be out of town or may be on the road, but I'm going to try to be there if I can, EchoLink or one way or another. Do we have any other announcements, bulletins, or traffic for the net? Please call W4DJW. All right, before I move on, Wendy, I've got you and Mark down. Are you planning on checking you and Mark in?
Check both Mark and I in, and we'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate that. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with the Uniform Through Zulu group. But before we do that, we'll go through the pre-net check-in list. We'll go through EchoLink, and we'll go through any brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure of the protocol. Try to get you guys checked in as well. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have KO4RMM, that's Kurt in Greenville. Good to have you as night, Kurt. W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there in Traveler's Rest. Do appreciate you for using the pre-net check-in capability there, Fred, and tell Miss Isla we said hello. K4XMR, that's Mel, he's in Prosperity. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Mern Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don, tell Miss Linda we said hello. KO4ZEW, that's Ben, he's in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy, he's in Table Rock. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KQ4KFK, that's Gavin in Taylors. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. And W2MJB, that's Mark there in Simpsonville. And Wendy will be calling be reciting the night before Christmas on Christmas Eve. Let's see now. We do have three EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Net control. Good evening. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus, in Southwest Missouri, holiday season.
Okay, net control. I'd like to recognize Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf. That's Gus in South Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, Gus. We do have other EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, maybe those EchoLink stations are busy doing something else at the moment. We'll try back for them in just a little bit. Or if you're in the EchoLink group and you want to check in, feel free to check in at any time. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure of what the protocol is, would like to check into the net, but aren't quite sure of the protocol? Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, nothing heard there, so we'll keep on trying because we know we've got training sessions going on and we've also got test sessions going on, so recruiting new amateur radio operators into the hobby on an ongoing basis. So we'll continue to check for them in the future. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to be in the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Uniform Through Zulu. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with the letters U through Z. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in N4ZLK. My name is Shane and I'm mobile 85 South. No traffic, no table. Merry Christmas to you and everyone on the net.
W. Hey, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That is Shane. He is in he is mobile 85 South. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Be careful out there on 85 Southbound. Hope you have a great trip. K4XB, that's Tommy. He's in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you being there. Another round for Uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I guess the remainder of the Uniform through Zulu group are hanging around till second shift. We'll go ahead now and pop it up to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Sessions with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4 Delta Mike with Rick and my wife, Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. Merry Christmas to you and all on the net.
Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net. Merry Christmas.
For DJW. Please check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW, Tony. Also my wife, Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK Kim. We're located in Nashville, we'll both be negative and negative. Merry Christmas, everybody.
JW. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, no traffic, no comments.
Okay, that's a good start to the Alpha through Delta group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're in Piedmont. You're sounding good, Rick. Do appreciate you being there. And tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello and hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas. KB2BYQ, that's Dave. He is in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. You're sounding good as usual. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas as well. And for ASW, that's Tony. Bring with him KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kimber. And they are in East Asheville. Good to have you as night, Tony. To Ms. Kim, we said hello and do appreciate you taking time to be here this evening. KM4CHY, that's Keith, one of our long-distance operators in Seneca, South Carolina. Good to have you as night, Keith. You sounded good all the way from Seneca this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to be here with us. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Mr. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, all on the net, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary, our Wednesday night net control operator. Be sure and stop by with him, with Gary on Wednesday night. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. And Gary's bringing with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy there in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello and Merry Christmas to both you and Joy. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Mike 4 Golf, Zulu Golf again. Kilo Mike 4 Golf, Zulu Golf. Hope my signal's okay into the repeater, but I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4GZG. That's David in Easley. Good to have you as night, David. At the beginning, it had a hum on it, but then the hum went away. And then right before you let up, the hum came back. It's, I don't know what that is. It doesn't sound like a 60 hertz hum, like you got it on a charger or anything. But just wanting to let you know it's there, because if nobody says anything, you won't know it. So, but we do appreciate you checking in. You're 100% readable. It's just got that hum in there with you. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with the letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, called W4DJW.
Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango. Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm over in Pendleton. I'll be listening, but we'll be negative and negative.
For DJW on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4 HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose and I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
DJW plug in Kilo Quebec 4 Golf India Kilo Wayne in Etowah. And I'll be in and out, 73, and Merry Christmas.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 Easy and Harry and Camber. Merry Christmas to you and everybody. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
For DJW. Over here 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, that's a good start to the Echo Through Hotel group as well. Net Control, I'd like to recognize WA4HNT. That's Alton in Pendleton. Good to have you as night, Alton. You're sounding really good. I do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. And KO4HKX, that's Patrick. He's in Penrose, North Carolina. He is our Sunday night Net Control operator. He will be hosting the net that has Wendy calling or reading the night before Christmas. So please do come back on Sunday on Christmas Eve and check in on Patrick's net and listen up for Wendy's reading of the Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you're having a wonderful evening and a wonderful start to your weekend as well. KQ4GIK, that is Wayne. He is in Etowah. Good to have you as tonight, Wayne. Hope you're doing well. Merry Christmas to you. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being there tonight, Harry. Merry Christmas to you as well. Appreciate you being with us. And W4FHJ, that's Gene. He is in Taylor, South Carolina. Hope you're doing well this evening, Gene. Merry Christmas to you, and hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. All right, that brings us to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
For DJW.
Great to hear you calling that again. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, with my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. 73.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You're sounding good as usual, James. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Merry Christmas to you. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KEC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Tell Miss Donna we said hello and Merry Christmas, Larry. I've got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And KO4JKV, that's our Monday night Net Control operator, Duncan, in Asheville, North Carolina. Sounding good, Duncan. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Right, that brings us to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
WJW. David and my wife Marie, AF4SX, Southern Greenville County down here in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net, and hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
4DJW. Before Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpson, Bill, be hanging around to the end of the roll call. Over.
Okay, Nick Control Electric, recognize KF4NXY, that's David, and he brings with him AF4SX, that's Miss Marie, there in Honeypath. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello and Merry Christmas to you, Miss Marie, and the birds. Hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. And W4NTQ, we are honored to have Eddie in our presence this evening, a 99-year-old ham radio operator. It's our privilege to have you with us tonight, Eddie. We do appreciate you hanging around till the end of the roll call. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend and a very Merry Christmas. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, next up is the Quebec Through Tango group. That is the patient group for Friday night. If the first letter in your suffix begins with a Q through a T, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DW. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley, and please check us in and out tonight. But I do have a couple of stations to check in by telephone relay. One is November 9, Tango Echo Charlie Randall. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. And the other is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Foxtrot. That's my youngest brother, Charlie, and he makes his home in Goose Creek, South Carolina. So we're all in and out tonight, Dave. Good evening to you and everybody on the frequency.
4DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Gulf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative in there.
W. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Merry Christmas to you and Amy and all on the net in 73.
All right, that's a very good start to the Quebec Through Tango group as well. Net Control, I'd like to recognize one of our future 2024 Net Control operators. Letting a little secret out of the bag there. KC4SKD, that's Larry. He is bringing with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. They are in Easley. He's also bringing with him N9TEN, that's Randall in Asheville, North Carolina, and KF4GGF, that's Charlie in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Looking forward to you calling the net in 2024. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening and bringing all those other stations with you. And KL4QLG, that's Chris. He's over in Liberty, South Carolina. Liberty, you have, Chris, you're going to have to get on 40 meters and tell Tom on with CW into the band to look up at the clock. I'm sure he's over there with his head down on 40 meters sending CW and has not raised his head up to look at the clock. But so you're going to have to hop over there and send him a message, Chris. Anyway, appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas. And AA1RD, that is Bob. He's in Piedmont, South Carolina. Good to have you this night, Bob. Merry Christmas to you and Miss Anita. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, Larry. Did I get Randall's call sign wrong?
Call is N9TEC. And I know how it's easy to make these mistakes because I'm sitting here trying to get practiced up and write them down too. So it's not always easy to get them right on the first try sometimes. But anyway, just thought I'd let you know, KC4SKD.
Okay, Larry, I had that right, N9TEC. But there is also a station that checks in, N9GSX and N9TEN, I think, that checks in. They check in pretty regularly, and that's why I said N instead of C, because of that call that normally that checks in quite a bit from, I think, Anderson or somewhere in that area, somewhere in that direction. So that was my fault, not yours, and it is in the log correct, and that was just a slip of the mind because of another call that's exactly the same thing as that except for the last letter. Anyway, appreciate you keeping me straight, Larry. Looking forward to hearing you call the net in 2024. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Evening. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RW, Richard Grable, negative and negative. Merry Christmas to you.
Check in K4QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform, Randy and Greer, and also KE4IWX, Sandra and Greer. You can check us both in and out.
Okay, New Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That is Richard in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. You're sounding good. Merry Christmas to you. And K4QDU, that's Walter, or Randy, sorry about that. That's Randy in, well, I have you in Richmond Hill, Georgia. You might have to correct that, Walter. And he's bringing with him Sandra, and she's in the same place. What do I need to set? I missed it, Randy. What's the location?
Blue Ridge, and yeah, we've moved up here recently, so I guess our address hasn't been updated yet in the system, but it should be a Greer address at this point.
Okay, well, it is updated in my database, so appreciate you keeping me straight there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave. And I heard you call me the other night, but I never did get back to you. I had the radio off. And good evening, Chris. And I'll be negative and negative, Dave.
Hello, Tom.
Okay, Nick and Joe, I'd like to recognize N0TR, the CW operator who's busy at this time of the night on 40 meters. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. I did call you. I was curious. Are you still using your 208H?
Yes, Al.
Okay. You just have a fantastic signal. So I was just wondering if your 208H is hanging in there. I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to do some testing on Simplex, but I got somebody else to do that with me, so I'm good. But I may reserve the right to pester you in the future for some Simplex because you're so close.
Be great, Dave. And I just got a new HM-133 Victor mic. I noticed mine didn't have lights in it, and so I ordered one on Amazon. It was just $28 as a reference. Got it in 2 days. So I got a new mic on this one and got the other one as a spare now. But I'm having some trouble with tone, so maybe we can exchange ideas on that, and I think it's a classic case of operator error and old age. So I'll get together with you later, Dave, and no problem at all on the Simplex. It's an internal TR.
All right. Okay, Tom, and one last question. What antenna are you using? I know your feed line situation. I've seen it, but I didn't look at the antenna very closely.
Give me 1 second, and I can reach it. It's the smaller one. My spare one here, I was looking for a number on it, Dave. Oh, there's gain's only 3 dB, and it's about $70 when I bought it in 2021. It's an X30. I think there's an X50 on this radio. But I just purchased one that instead of 3 dB gain is 10 dB, and it's over on the carport up on the upstairs radio. But I still can't quite reach the repeater I want on it, and I think it's just the fact that I don't have it programmed right. But they're good antennas, and they're very nondescript. They're just a white fiberglass tube with a wire, looks like a piece of welding rod up the center of it. Very sturdy. And available at HRO.
And it's about, what, 4 or 5 feet long?
I really don't think it's that long. Let's see if it says on here. It's a half wave, dual band. That's half wave on 2 meters, 580 on 70 centimeters. And wind resistance to 135 mile an hour and 150 watt rating. Oh, I'd put a ruler on in here if you want me to right quick. I just got to turn around.
No, that's all I needed. If it's a half wave, that's all I needed to know. But you do have a wonderful signal, probably one of the best out there. So I just want to let you know. And I will probably ping you, and then we can work on your tone issue and then my simplex issue at the same time. So I'll try to ping you. I don't know if it's going to be before I head out for Fort Myers or after I get back. More likely after I get back, because trying to cram too many things in there at one time before we leave. But anyway, appreciate it, Tom.
Roger, it's about 42 inches long, just roughly, with the ruler here. And, yeah, that's where I thought you'd disappeared to. I sent you a text, but that'd be fun anytime, Dave. Just call me or text me, and I'll be there. I got kids here a lot, but that's okay. Always got time for ham radio. Thanks, Dave. N0TR.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Then let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to wrap it up for the formal portion of the net. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagChews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is Larry, KK4JBQ, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
24DJW and the net. KK4JBQ here. Well, let me say, first of all, that this is a happy night. just love to hear Wendy's announcement. I look forward to that. And it is a nice surprise. And if she's still listening, want to say thank you, Wendy. Thank you very much. You've got some, you probably expect that there's some older kids who thrill at the reading of Night Before Christmas, your rendition. And then, let's see, call sign, KC4SKD. That was a great surprise, too. A new net control operator. And my namesake. Larry, if you're still listening, it will be a pleasure to hear you on the net. And it's not terribly difficult, but it's rigorous. Oh, gracious. And Dave, since you're net manager, you may have a little more information. Maybe you can share it. I don't know, but I'm concerned about Richard. Perhaps you can allay my concerns. Richard is living with health issues. And is he doing okay as far as you know? This is the second net he's missed when scheduled.
Well, I appreciate you asking that question, Larry. I've been asking the same question myself, and I don't have an answer for it. But while we have this moment and we're thinking about it, does anybody out there that communicates with Richard have any update on his health? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, Larry, I don't have an update on it. I'm going to continue to try to get an update on it. I was hoping that he'd just check in now and say that he just had, you know, every now and then he has a health issue, and then he usually gets past it pretty quick. And so I was hoping it was just one of those episodes, but looks like it might be a little bit more than that, Larry.
There's also the point that he, his wife, and his daughter now are involved in license testing. And the three of them are quite busy doing that. That's my hope, that he's just busy doing another good thing for amateur radio. as far as I can recall, he has tested from people all over the world, over the net. I hate to say it this way, but we can thank the pandemic for pushing us, pressing us into a place where if we were going to license hams, we had to come up with a new and different way of doing it. So KA3JCA and his wife and his daughter, Richard, is taking advantage of that. For a while, it was the relaxing of restrictions, and then it was a whole new way to do things, an exciting way to get more hams on the air. What do you say?
Yeah, that pandemic, you know, usually was something that is really awful. There's a silver lining if you look for it, and the silver lining was there. The software was made available. I'd been using software to work from home for years, but it was not affordable for me to have my own license to be able to do that. And nowadays, you know, it's it costs less than what cable costs per month for a whole year to have your own license to be able to do that. So yeah, the pandemic did bring some really good stuff out there. I mean, if you look close enough, out of most bad things come some good things, and that was a good thing that came out of that. And yes, ham radios did glom on to that and saw that that was a good thing and put it to work and made it work for our needs, and that's good. One of the things I was thinking about in the future for trying to get more people wanting to be net control operators is hosting the net over Zoom with the camera, with the software on the screen and the camera on the keyboard, so that people can see, oh, that's how that works, right? You know, and just putting the link out there, kind of like we do the club meeting, and anybody that wants to join can join, and they can just you watch as the net control operator goes through the motions and see that it's not that difficult once you get used to it. It's the fear of, you know, driving something like that that's large and has a lot of people checking in. That's where the sweaty palms come in, Larry. It's not the actual doing it. But once you've done it a few times, like most net control operators will tell you, you know, that's not the scary part. It's the mechanical pieces of it. It's the mindset that you got to get into before the net. And I've been doing it, like Gary and I started right about the same time. So we're pretty close to 20 years now. And I still have anticipation before the net, right? And my wife still asks me, who's calling the net tonight? Because she knows, you know, I get a little antsy before every net. After 20 years of doing it, that's just, and it's nothing to do with the mechanics of it. It just all has to do with your head.
I'd have to agree that it's more than nerves. It's a rush, kind of the excitement before a show. I used to perform with a group, took a stage show all over the country, and I know wherever we were, it was the few moments before the curtain went up, or we ran on the stage, or whatever the entrance might be, there was a rush, and we learned to use that. It's an extra bit of energy that you didn't know you had, and it just jumps in there and helps you out. at least that's that was my assessment of it, my way of looking at it. So I just turned around and used it. It's mind over nerves, I think. Well, anyhow, David,
I don't want to leave before thanking you again for picking up the net tonight, keeping us going. I'll just say it one more time. A lot of people have heard this, but it is a real special thing that this is the longest-running amateur radio net in the nation, and that's what I've heard many times. I think that's something to be quite proud of and to uphold, make sure it goes on into the future. And you're a very big part of that. Thank you for being net control and the net operator tonight. Again, I want to say thanks to everybody that contributes, and a special thanks to Wendy for jumping in there and satisfying a lot of kids out here. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, Larry, well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net and conveying your appreciation for that. I think everybody appreciates Wendy's calling of the night before Christmas on amateur radio on Christmas Eve year after year. I think even the adult kids get a kick out of that. I know I look forward to it. So I know there's a lot of other people that look forward to that as well. So, Larry, appreciate you hanging around. Once again, tell Miss Donna Merry Christmas from all of us on the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, and hope you guys have a wonderful start to your weekend and a very Merry Christmas. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW. Okay, I think we had a double there. Let's try it one more time, and I don't know who to tell go first, but one of the double, go ahead, but there were two of them in there.
JW. But I hope I'm not doubling now. Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango. My name is Al. I'm portable. Here in Easley, I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not sure if that second station was intending to check in on the net or if that's coming in from some other, you know, unintended bringing up our repeater. But we would like to recognize KF4DLT, that's Al and Easley. Good to have you as night Al. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Appreciate your persistence in getting in. And very Merry Christmas to you. And I think there's another station in there, but that may just be unintended, somebody keying up a 6-1 repeater from a long, long way away, and we're getting some temperature inversion or tropospheric ducting. I've heard that on and off all day today, so I think we've got a little bit of that going on at this time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Nick and Joe would like to recognize KO4JQY. That's Joe and Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend and have a very Merry Christmas. Any other station, one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, please stop back by again tomorrow night. Same location, same frequency, same time. And I'll be calling that tomorrow night as well. We're still looking for more net control operators. So if you've been thinking about it, there's no better time than now to volunteer to be a net control operator. And we can give you all the tools you need to become a net control operator. And we do have other people signing on. Usually when those spaces fill up, it's a long time before they open up again. So now's your opportunity. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
L3.